So from Evan Mark Katz, dating coach for smart, strong, successful women. I have no idea who this person is. Apparently, it's a dating coach that also has articles on their website, which maybe they write, or maybe they're successful enough to have, you know, a cadre of writers, or maybe just one writer. I don't know. But anyway, let's see what this story has to say. So I'm a single mom who is ready to give up on men because they all want sex. Okay, sweetheart, let me explain something to you. I don't even need to read this story. Just the title gives me all the material I need to give you a rebuttal. I'll read the story, but I really don't need to. Everything is encompassed in this title. Why would they want more from you? You don't have any more to offer. You've already had kids. I think this broad has had 3 or 4 kids already. She's already post-walls, so she doesn't really have much in the looks area to give. And believe you me, Western broads that pump out 3 or 4 kids, they are not lightweights. They're looking like quarterbacks more than anything else, okay? They're hauling around a lot of fucking baggage, both literally and figuratively, if you get my meaning. And I don't want either. So you have nothing more to offer, sweetheart. It's not that that's all they want. Okay, that's all you have to offer. Of course, see, she's laying an offer on the men automatically right from the get-go in the title. No, they want what you have to offer. If you had more to offer, they'd want that too. But you don't have more to offer. But anyway, yeah, let's get to it. And here we have a picture of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 fucking kids and some goofball with a fucking goatee. Wow, what kind of idiot would you have to be? By the way, I don't think this is a real-life picture. I think this is a stock photo. I don't think this is the woman and whatever simp she found. Or didn't find because, you know, she's ready to give up on men, she says. What kind of simp would you have to be to take on the responsibility of some other dude's kids and 6 of them? I mean, some bros popped out 6 kids. How many of yours is she going to have? None? She's in her 30s. Likely none. So, yeah, the story begins by saying, I am 34, well, so automatically you're post-wall, your sexual marketplace value is on the decline, you're divorced for 4 years, so that's, red flag number one, she's over 30. Red flag number two, she's divorced. Red flag number three is she has kids. 3 strikes, you're out, bitch. Divorced for 4 years, why are you divorced? Did you leave him? Did he leave you? Of course, she probably left him. I wasn't feeling fulfilled. I felt like I deserved better. Yeah, heard it all before. Divorced for 4 years. Why would a broad with 3 or 4 kids get divorced? I mean, unless he's beating you up, why are you leaving? I don't get this. So automatically, you know she has poor judgment, poor decision-making skills, makes a lot of bad choices, and she's post. Wall divorce, so she's got a lot of baggage. You get with her, you're going to have to deal with him as well as you become the surrogate daddy. Lovely. I was married for 10 years. You get married at 20. Let me tell you something. People today, getting married that young, not a good idea because most people these days are very immature. Their lives are very easy. They don't have a lot of hardships. So not facing much adversity leads to a pampered, privileged, pretty easy life, so soft people who are immature. Where 60, 70 years ago, 80 years ago, if you were 20, you were very mature, you were ready to get married, you might already be married and have a couple kids. Today, no. I was married for 10 years, have four, oh wow, 4 beautiful boys, all boys, oh geez, under nine, oh my god. So if I get with you, and they're all under 9, so how old is the oldest, 8? Oh my god. So depending on how young the youngest is, I could be looking forward to 16, 17, 18 years of raising and investing in somebody else's kids. Strike 4. And have a very fulfilling and successful career. Yeah, I don't care. Well, I don't know why you're telling me that, sweetheart. You know, this is a mistake women make. They think we care about the same things that they care about. That's more of that feminist bullshit pushing the idea of equality between the sexes, that we're all some kind of blank slate. And the only reason there's differences between men and women and their preferences isn't because of some kind of biological basis, but it's because of some kind of social constructivism. Yeah, that supposedly favors men. I don't see any I don't see any favoring of men these days, but supposedly that's the case. So admittedly, we both should like the same things. Right, what women like. But if that's the case, the things that women like, those are also a social construction, right? Anyway, God forbid you try to impose any logic on their views. My life is happy, then why do you want a man? You don't need no man, right? But I really would love to start to share it with someone. You'd love to share it with someone. Didn't you already have somebody and you divorced him? How would it be any different with me? Look at this. She gets married. She has 4 kids with some dude. And that's not enough to make her stay with him. Well, then why would you stay with me? Why would I get with you? You're commitment phobic. I love how women all the time are talking about how men are commitment phobic. Meanwhile, look at this bra. Women are the ones that 80% of the time, more than 80%, are initiating the divorces. Of course, we all know that leftism is just, you know, leftoids foisting their foibles, their issues, their problems onto other people. Yeah, that's all what they do. That's what they do. They project. They project the things that are wrong with them onto others. So, yeah. Why would I get with you? You couldn't even stay with the father of your kids. And apparently he didn't beat you up, because if he did, we'd be hearing about it. If he had been some horrible, evil, abusive bastard, it would be all throughout the story, her bashing him, so. But I'll stay with you, even though I have no kids with you. I see. Really? Yeah, I don't buy that. But dating when you have 4 kids is like Mount Everest. Didn't you know that before you divorced your husband? It's the Mount Everest of the dating world. Yeah, 4 kids. Who wants to take on that baggage? Seems almost impossible for men to see past that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So the implication there is that men should see past that. That's nothing. That's nothing. You're the one making it into a mountain. It should be a molehill. Why should it be a molehill? Did you ever stop to think that maybe it's an actual mountain, sweetheart? Did you ever stop to think that the reason it's the fucking Mount Everest of dating is because it's a literal fucking Mount Everest? Who wants to climb that? How many people climb Mount Everest, by the way? Not too many. A lot of dead bodies littering the fucking slopes of that motherfucker. Did you ever stop to think that maybe it is actually Mount Everest? No, it's just men. Men's fault. They're seeing my kids as some kind of obstacle, but they're not. Well, did you ever stop to think that men are biologically keyed to see the children of other men as a literal Mount Everest, as an obstacle? You never stopped to think that it was biological? No, I'm a feminist. Nothing in this world is biological. What about gender? Shut up! Trans denier! Okay. It's almost impossible for men to see past that. Yeah, did you ever stop to think that, you know, that's reality? That's not some kind of construction? No, of course not. Well, let me clarify. I have no shortage of dates. Of course. You got 4 kids that are thinking, wow, she's easy pickings. She's real desperate, y'all. She's 34, and I'm assuming she's not a big fat pig woman if she's getting all these offers. Although, even though, you know, that could be the case. Fat women these days get plenty of dates too, so maybe she's a pig. Who knows? But let's assume she's not a pig. So no shortage of dates. Of course, they just want to pump and dump you, sweetheart. I guess I must be in reasonable shape because nobody can guess I've even had 4 kids. Okay, yeah, well, there goes that whole idea about women can't lose the birth weight. That goes out the window. You know, women are always talking about, I had all these kids. This one, I'm fat. We could lose the weight. No, it's impossible. Yeah, apparently not. Or that I'm even 34. Nah, they're just being nice, okay? Because they want to get in your pants. They want an easy lay. By the way, how good could this be? Broad with 4 kids? Can you imagine the shape of that plumbing? Would you even feel anything? God, especially with a condom. Oh, my God. You might as well just whack off. Or that I'm even 34. I get asked out by guys in their early 20s. Of course, they need practice. You're target practice, sweetheart. You're an old can in the middle of the woods. Hey, there's an old can. We can shoot at that can. Yeah, that's all you are. I feel like I should read them a story and tuck them into bed. Not get into bed with them, but we know you have because you're that desperate. Yeah. I have an outgoing personality. We even have to with 4 kids. And seem to be asked out a lot. Pickens. We usually go on a few dates. Everything is going wonderful, but nobody ever commits. Yeah, gee, why? Well, yeah, this from somebody who herself can't commit. I love it. You can't stay committed anyway. You've proven that. I'm not talking about church bells, but just an actual relationship. Well, why would they want that? You know what's going to happen if they get with you? They're going to have to pay for your kids. Oh, I can pay for my own kids. They don't need to pay for my kids. Oh, really? These are the same bitches that complain if you don't pay the whole bill. Well, you know, I reached for the check, but he let me continue reaching and pay for the whole thing. That son of a bitch, I'm never going out with him again. It'd be the same way with your kids. Hey, let's go to the movies. Hey, the kids want to get 4 fucking popcorns, whole bunch of fucking Twizzlers, and fucking other sugary sweets are going to be bouncing off the fucking walls until 2 a.m. while we're trying to bang, and we can't bang because your kids are bouncing off the fucking walls. The bill comes up to $125 fucking dollars at the movies because you know that fucking movie fucking candy is super expensive and you got to pay. You got to fucking pay. And she expects you to pay. And if you don't pay, you get no nookie. Yeah. Oh, an actual relationship. Well, what's the motivation? You're 4 kids? That ain't mine? Nah. Oh, man. I am sick of feeling used. Well, you know, I mean, what else do you have to offer? I don't gotta get this. I really don't understand this. You are sick of feeling used. Well, meaning that you are sick of people using you for what you are and have to offer. I don't get it. I'm sick of being treated like a piece of ass. Guess you should have stayed married to your husband. Maybe you should have chosen a little better, huh? He had 6-pack abs and a big cock, and he played the guitar. I had to pick him. He was a DIY. I see. And treated like I must be desperate because I have kids. Well, shouldn't you be? I mean, shouldn't you be desperate, honey? I mean, Jesus Christ, you know? Yeah, you're like a 1 on the sexual marketplace value, regardless of what your looks might be, because you've got all these fucking kids. So as far as a long-term relationship goes, that's out. You should be desperate. Thinking that you shouldn't be, that you don't have to be, that's where you're deluded. I'm tired of guys treating me like I should be grateful if they even stick around for 5 minutes. You should be. But you should be grateful. This is great. Even if I really take my time getting to know someone before we become intimate, it seems like sex is all they continue to want. Well, what more do you have to offer? I mean, let's face it. You got 4 fucking kids all under the age of 9. Do you even have a job? Oh, you have a job. You have a nanny? Who's taking care of them fucking kids while you were at work, huh? You got a nanny? What are you doing with your time when you're not at work? Well, because you spend so much time working to take care of these kids, you feel the need to spend all your free time with your kids. So you have no time for me. No time for a relationship. They're always going to come before me. And that's true even in a marriage. But at least in a marriage, those kids are his kids. So you feel more of an attachment and obligation to give him more of your time. This dude, he's not the father of your kids. He's going to get zero. He's going to get fucking crumbs. He's going to get leftovers. Who the fuck wants that? I want the main course. Oh, no, you can't be the main course. You're the potential stepdaddy slash wallet. Don't hear from him for days. I assume it's over. Then a text with, hey, are you home tonight, girl? Girl, I guess that's her expressing her anger. That's just the reality of the situation. I know that you feminists are a bunch of social deconstructivists, and you think that you can change the nature of reality and remake things the way you'd like them to be, meaning that there's no consequences to your bad actions. Hell, they're not even bad actions at all. Oh, choosing a guy based on the wrong criteria, just his looks and his six-pack and how he makes me feel, that's not a bad thing. I don't want to deal with the consequences of that choice because those consequences are wrong. They're bad. They're evil. They're too judgmental. They're patriarchal. We need to change it so that I get good outcomes from my bad choices, which aren't bad. They're not bad. Yeah, there's no fundamental aspects of objective reality that are you know, based in things like biology and determinism. Oh, no. Everything can be reconstructed. Yeah, all right, idiots. So the story goes on to say, what? Do I need to be a nun in order to find someone who can actually see a relationship with me? Well, who the fuck wants to have a relationship with a nun, you dumb cunt? Don't you realize that sex is a part of a relationship? This is the part I don't like. This annoys me. This is probably the very reason she got with the guy that she married. Pure chemistry. He was so good in bed. He made me feel so wanted and hot and gave me the butterflies. Well, that's okay. But a man wanting that with you, no, that's bad. That's wrong. That's evil. Yeah. We can't have that. But the way that these women later on in their lives totally, completely shun the physical aspects. And now, oh, no, sex isn't important. So if he wants to have sex with me, oh, it needs to be something deeper. There needs to be something more there. Meanwhile, you didn't practice that mindset, that philosophy when you were younger and actually hot and had some, you know, negotiating power. Well, look at the position you're in now. I love it. I love the entitlement. I'm 34. I got four fucking kids, all under the age of 9, probably between like she said she got divorced 4 years ago. So probably between the ages of like 5 and fucking 8. Holy shit. 5, 6, 7, 8. Jeez, she had a lot of kids back to back. That plumbing is in horrible condition. I wonder if she gets up the ass. Maybe she does anal sex. Maybe that's how she's getting these guys off. Because I don't see how her other plumbing is doing anything. But anyway, yeah, the entitlement is just shocking to me. I'm going to pop out all these kids. I'm going to get divorced. I chose the wrong guy. I know I chose the wrong guy, but now I can choose the right guy. And even though I've proven that I can't commit to the father of my children, I can commit to you. And you should want to be with me just because I have such a wonderful personality. Shouldn't be based in any way, shape, or form on sex, even though my prior relationship, that's why I got into it. And I'm not saying that you should base a relationship on sex, but that's part of it. But oh no! Oh no, 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 no! There should be no sex at all! It should be like a nun and a priest. Well, that's not a relationship that I would want to be in. She just wants to totally remove... This is so odd to me! I don't get this! You do understand that sex is important to men, right? You don't understand that? No? This is crazy. I want to remove sex from the equation so we can get to know each other and he can prove to me that he loves me for me. But isn't that love? Isn't part of that love sex? No. By the way, I love how she thinks she can make demands. It's great. But she has nothing to offer. Is it unreasonable that I'm hoping someone could take me seriously or see my worth? They are seeing your worth, but you don't get it. Your worth is grounded in your sexuality. I mean, bitch, you've already popped out 4 fucking kids, okay? You can't be claiming to be a goddamn fucking prude, all right? And you can't be acting like one either. You've given out the nookie like it was fucking cookies, yo. Here's a cookie. Everybody that wanted a cookie, you gave a fucking cookie to. And now you're like, oh, I'm too good for sex. That's all you've got to offer, though. I've been in a terrible relationship before, and honestly, now I'd rather be alone than with the wrong guy. Not going to find the right guy if you're always afraid to be with the wrong one. I believe I have a lot to offer. Like what? What do you have to offer? I find this fascinating. Women tend to overestimate their value. This is one of those cases. I believe I have a lot to offer. Well, you automatically want to start the relationship off as a fucking nun and make the guy wait. Which you can't do because you're clearly a feminist. You got to take the good with the bad, okay? You pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud too, bitch, okay? When you give it up before marriage, and you're having sex with guys immediately, when you're saying you're equal to a man, and I'm going to act like a man, and I'm just going to give it up before the third date and everything, well, you set the rules now. You set the groundwork here for this. Now you can't just automatically say, oh, no, I don't want to do that anymore. Too late, sweetheart. Too fucking late. I'm caring. Who cares? I don't care. You're caring, but you're not giving me the nookie. Kind, says you. I'm sure Ted Bundy thought he was kind too, when he wasn't killing people. Warm, you're alive, okay? You're a warm-blooded bee. That don't mean shit to me, all right? You're not a lizard, you're not cold-blooded. Of course you're fucking warm. Loyal and intelligent. You're loyal? You divorced your husband! How loyal are you, bitch? And intelligent. I don't think so. Saying that you're loyal when you divorced your husband for no good reason. Oh, I wasn't feeling fulfilled. That's not a good reason. And then saying that you're loyal tells me you're not too bright. There is more to me than a MILF. I ain't seen you, honey, so I don't know that you're a MILF. Okay? Let me be the judge of that. But anyway, yeah, I didn't see anything. None of that. Are you feminine? No. Are you submissive? Absolutely not. So you have nothing to offer. I'm not looking for a father for the boys. Well, you see, that's kind of the problem because any guy that gets involved with you is going to have to be the de facto stepdaddy, okay? Because these kids are always going to be around. There ain't nobody else to look after them. And what time you're not spending working, you're going to want to spend around the kids. And you're going to want this guy to do shit with you and the kids. So he's automatically got to fill some kind of father role. So You saying you don't, you're not looking for a father for the boys. No, doesn't matter. That's what he's going to be. I'm not looking for a provider. And yet, if you were to move in with a guy, you would expect him to pay half the bills. And that would include half of your kids' electricity, your kids' food, and everything else that they, you know, consume. So give me a break. Doesn't matter that you're asking that or not. That would be part of the package. I provide very well for myself. I don't care. I just want a friend and a companion. What? Well, get a roommate then. Get a dog. Get a schnauzer. What? You already said you want to be a nun. You don't want sex with the dude. No, I'm just here. I don't want him to see me only as a sexual object. And yet, that's all you have to offer. Based on what men want. Oh, you mean you're trying to base what you think men want on what you want because you don't really want to see the true reality of what men want, because what men actually want is bad and evil and wrong. You need to socially reconstruct that to be what you want. They need to want what I want. Yeah. How much are you going to like a guy? How much are you going to like a guy that is like a broad? Because he'd have to be like a broad to want what you want, and then you really would only be friends with him. And then he would just be a roommate. You wouldn't want anything to do with that guy beyond him being a fucking emotional tampon. And he wouldn't be a very good emotional tampon, too. Yeah. Guys that act like broads and think like broads, they don't have the logic, reason, critical thinking skills to benefit a woman in that regard. Yeah, free therapy. And someone who I have chemistry and intellectual compatibility with. Well, you're not too bright, honey, so shouldn't be hard. I'm serious. They're at the point of giving up on the whole dating thing. Are you now? Is it too much of an ask that I could actually meet someone who can see me as a woman? Well, wouldn't you have to act like one first? I mean, you're acting like a man. You're going out. You're bringing home the bacon. You're making a big paycheck. You're probably making more money than most men out there because, hey, most men couldn't afford to raise fucking four kids on their own. So you're probably making in the high five, maybe even low six figures. I don't know where you live. But if it's got a lower enough standard of living, I suppose you could get by on high five figures. But regardless, you're making more than most people, more than most men. So, you know, you're pretty masculine. You're pretty manly. You exude a very masculine air. But I'm supposed to see you as a woman? How can I see you as a woman when you act like a man? And not just as mother, or worse, a bit of bedroom fun. What? But this is what I don't understand. Why don't you women use what you got to... I mean, okay, sweetheart. What more are you besides bedroom fun? At least from the get-go. I mean, that's all you have to reel the guy in, right? And you should be the best motherfucking bedroom fun on the goddamn planet. Expecting to reel some guy in with other stuff you have to offer, which is nothing. And even if you have something else to offer, he's not going to see it from the get-go. You got to reel him in. You still got to fucking bait. Well, what bait do you have? You can't have kids. You're 34. If you have kids now with him, it's going to be Quasimodo. The quality of your eggs is crap, yo. You probably don't want to have any more fucking kids. So he can't have kids with you. You're old, and despite your protestations about looking younger, everybody that's fucking older talks about how young they look. Give me a fucking break. The guys are telling you that because they want to get into your pants, okay? You're a 34-year-old broad. I'm sure you look like you're 34, especially in the morning without fucking makeup, so give me a fucking break. So you're old, you're over the hill, you're haggard, you got four fucking kids, tons of fucking baggage, and you can't have any kids with me. And you work for a living, so you're not going to be a housewife, you're not submissive, you're not very feminine. What the fuck is... You have to offer here except sex. Oh, but it's evil. The things you want as a man are evil. Feminism has told me that. I need to re-educate you to want the right things. What are the right things? What did I tell you to want? Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely. What a dominant personality you have. Yeah, yeah. Everything about you, lady, screams dysfunction and masculinity. You need to change your entire fucking personality, your whole entire fucking demeanor. Yeah, good luck with that. Should I shelve my desire to find a partner? Yes. You should shelve it. The only guy you're going to get is a big giant pussy. See, here's how the dynamics work. Because you can't get two people together who, gender-wise, display, act in the same way. Because then you're almost in like a, you know, gay relationship, lesbo relationship. You get a dude that is more like some second-class broad. Well, you're a lesbo. Right, you want to be with a feminine dude. Just get yourself a broad with a strap on. I wouldn't be happy with that. I like real men. Oh, as long as they're the way that you tell them they should be. Oh, I see. So, yeah. if you want to get with the guy, he's going to be a beta male. He's going to be a beta male. He's going to be a weakling. He's going to be a soy boy. He's going to be about 120 pounds soaking fucking wet. He's not going to be able to do a single fucking pull-up. And, yeah, but that, there you go. You know, I have a hard time getting a hard-on, too. But you'll need the blue pill assistance. But that's what you're going to get with the way you are, because that's how it works out. I'm sorry. Sorry to tell you that, I mean, but any real man, a strong man, a real man, meaning how men are actually supposed to be, biological determinism. Have you ever heard of biological determinism, you dumb bitch? No. Biologically, deterministically, real man is not going to want to be with you because you're too masculine and too dominant. So you're going to get a big, giant pussy or no one at all. Or you better start enjoying eating pussy because you'd make a great lesbo. Should I show my desire to find a partner? I know Everest is high. But some people get up the damn thing, don't they? Okay, so first of all, now you're actually admitting that your kids and your current state of affairs is pretty much representative of an Everest, but people should climb it. Why? Why? What's the reward? You? I can get younger. I can get younger without fucking kids, yo, okay? And by the way, you know, they said, by the way, this broad hasn't even outlined us what kind of guy she wants. And we know, of course, she wants guys that are out of her league. We know there's a bunch of pussy, wimpy, pathetic, simp mangina dudes out there that would date her, that would marry her, because she doesn't want those dudes. She wants the top 5%. I guarantee you that whatever dating app she's using, whatever online computer websites for dating, she's looking for the top 5-10% of dudes, which is why she's complaining about them always constantly sleeping with her but wanting nothing more. Sure, there's a Chad out there that'll bang you. There's a 8, 9, or 10 dude out there that'll bang you. Sure, he's having a slow Friday night. He can't get a hold of a 22-year-old Christina, 25-year-old Joanne, or you know, that hot chick from the Czech Republic, that the model that he usually bangs on his Friday night. Okay, I'll bang you. I love how these broads, they think that sex somehow represents a commitment, a relationship, and then when they don't get that, then they get angry and they don't want to give up sex anymore. But that's the only fucking lore that you dumb old broads have, and you don't even use that. What more is there? Anyway, let me know what you think about this delusional broad. Is she estimating her value as being too high? Yes, absolutely. Does she deserve a 9 or a 10 dude in a long-term relationship? Is she really loyal and intelligent as she has claimed to be? Or is she a dumb, ditzy broad who has no clue thanks to feminism? Let me know in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And if you'd like to support my work, go check out my website, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. And consider making a donation. I could really use your help.